patient name, Ayanna, spelled A-Y-A-N-N-A, last name Mares, M-A-R-E-S, date of birth 6/24/09, date of service 11/3/23. This is a 14-year-old female patient. She complains that she had a sore throat. However, that was a week and a half ago. Since that time, she tells me that she has been nauseated whenever she eats certain foods. She is not a good historian by reciting which foods seem to bother her more than not. This morning, for instance, she had coffee and ice cream for breakfast, and she said that as well made her nauseated. She had pizza last night, and while she enjoyed the pizza, it did make her nauseated when she was done. Period in a paragraph. No fever, in fact, no other issues verbalized at all. Period in a paragraph, blood pressure 131 over 55, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97, oxygenation 99%, current weight 166, current medications none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for secondhand smoke, negative for drugs, alcohol, period in a paragraph. Urine specimen is obtained today as well, period in a paragraph. Physical exam is unremarkable. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane, erythema. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft. She maintains her normal bowel and bladder function as usual, no complaint of pain. Period in a paragraph. Assessment and plan. Nausea, intermittent. Patient will be given an H. pylori test today, as well as a prescription for Nexium 40 milligrams on a daily basis times 10 days. She'll return to clinic for those results. I've discussed all this with her and her parents.